USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a mass shooting in her city left 9 people dead and dozens injured, the mayor of Dayton, Ohio, says people are fed up and it's time to take action and stop gun violence.
Is it never going to matter? Is this just the way it's going to be?
That's Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, and that audio is courtesy of Fox News. Addressing the nation at the White House on Monday, President Trump says sinister ideologies must be defeated.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And President Trump continues,
we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms.
El Paso police are saying a person who suffered injuries in the domestic terror attack at a Walmart in El Paso has died today. This brings the number of people killed to 21. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With reaction to what President Trump said earlier at the White House, El Paso City Manager Tommy Gonzalez says,
I'm glad he spoke directly to those issues, and I do feel like he came forth with some opportunities to have a dialogue, and I do think it's important that we all come together at this particular time and try to find solutions.
The nation's average for a gallon of gasoline is down again. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Violence in another city is causing police to take action. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 2 mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent Eddie Johnson says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country?
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation.
There's a new number one at the box office over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
You guys have to work together.
No way.
This guy's a real ass.
The top movies at the box office over the weekend, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number one, grossing $60 million. Dropping down to number two, the remake of Disney's The Lion King at $38 million. At number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $20 million. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home with $7 million. And dropping down to number five, Toy Story 4, also at $7 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.